Good morning. It's August 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Pot of Gold. Like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God. Ezekiel 1:28. Rainbows are truly ephemeral things. We see them usually only for moments at a time, and even then only infrequently. When we do see one, it is often only a portion of the arc, sometimes duplicated faintly, but often coming and going and returning within moments. They seem to be right there in front of us, and yet we can't touch them. They seem, in short, magical. What's more, it's exceedingly difficult to follow one to its intersection with the horizon, exactly what the leprechauns of Ireland were intent on centuries ago. When they hid their treasures there to prevent the Viking hordes from stealing it. This, of course, is the origin of the legend that a pot of gold lies at the end of every rainbow. I was biking the other evening and took a picture of a fabulous double rainbow, and I messaged it to a few friends and my children. One acquaintance asked if I'd found that pot of gold. My son, a pilot, immediately texted back a photo of the very same rainbow, as he was seeing it several thousand feet in the air. His angle was opposite to mine, and that meant he was looking at the one half of the arc that appeared hidden in cloud and invisible to me. The picture was spectacular. It arced down from the heavens, accompanied by a wide swath of brilliant yellow light set against dark clouds behind. Rainbows in our culture have come to be a symbol of diversity, with political interest groups, coalitions, t-shirts, and memes all bearing the image of this perfectly curved splash of all the colors. Scripturally, Bible readers associate reference to the rainbow with Genesis 9:13, where God places it in the sky as a reminder of his covenant with earth, that he will never again destroy it with flood. But the reference in Ezekiel is the one I want you to think of instead. Each time a rainbow fills you with wonder, even those of you who like to analyze the science behind moisture in the air and refraction of light, etc., etc., remember that the prophet Ezekiel likens it to the appearance of God himself in all his glory. Let the rainbow be a reminder of God's omnipresence, of his overarching protection, for those who love him and accept the rain as a gift. The refraction of light that allows you to see the full spectrum of colors is a momentary glimpse into the nature of our God. There are seven colors in the rainbow, the Hebrew number for completeness: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. He is magnificent, indefinable, and his presence encompasses all that is, because he is the creator of the universe. Let your next rainbow remind you not of treasure or destruction in flood, but instead remind you of the glory of the Lord, and that all good things do indeed come from above, James 1:17. If your life is so blue, then pick another color from the rainbow. Anonymous. The way I see it, if you want a rainbow, you've got to learn to put up with the rain. Dolly Parton. And when it rains on your parade, look up rather than down. Without the rain, there would be no rainbow. G.K. Chesterton. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for giving us this magnificent reminder of your presence. When we suffer in the rainstorms of life, you gift us with this image of yourself as the storm passes, making sure we don't forget your promises and your protection. Amen. This is the Irish jig, Sweet Biddy Daily, by the Irish Rovers. We'll see you tomorrow.